is a very special psalm. It's very difficult to understand for me. It is about faithfulness. And among men, it is the most difficult quality to find. It may be just plain faithlessness, but sometimes due to other causes, for man is not infallible. I was hosting a dinner when the telephone rang, and another friend says, "Hey, I thought you invited me for dinner tonight." Ah, there you see. I will go down in history as a forgetful man. Having invited, I have forgotten totally that I invited that person. God is the only person who is faithful in everything. Faithful to the end. Faithful in every word He utters and in every promise He makes. Only God. No man. Do you know that God made many promises? The most amazing were those centered around the person of Abraham. God promised Abraham a progeny, children, when the wife was already 75 years old. As a gynecologist, I can tell you, when patients see me, used to see me, not now, for infertility, I say, well, the best thing is adoption. I take you to the place for adoption. This was 40 years ago. Now it is not easy. You pay something like $30,000 to find a baby for adoption. God is infallible, faithful to the end. He promised Abraham, and He fulfilled. Abraham did not fully trust, and his wife was even more doubting. How can I ever get a baby? And she got one, and she still couldn't believe. She laughed, and that became transmitted onto the Isaac, whose name means laughter. Amazing. Yes. But He promised, Abraham, I will make you a great nation will come out of you. You believe that? Today, you see the Jews are as the sand of the sea. Of course, in proportion, they're very small nation, but this is God's promise. God promised the Jews to be a blessing to the rest of the world, and that has been proved over and over again. We carry computers or computer derivatives, right? Do you know that the majority of them are invented by Jews? And those of us who deal with the banks, all the biggest banks and the most affluent banks are owned by Jews. In America, they say, yeah, these miser Jews. And yet, because God promised that they will be a blessing, they are the biggest donors among the American people. You can say, in the whole world, there's no comparison with the Jews for generosity. All because God promised Abraham, "Abraham, you follow me. Leave your country." I say this is a tall order. At 70, now I forget what age, he was 75, I think. He was called. He pulled out You know, it is not easy, especially when the country you are living in is very fertile and very prosperous, and say, get out, I want you to go to another land. When they arrive in Canaan, say, what kind of country is this? And yet God called him there. God never failed in His promise. He says, Abraham, your children, I will disperse them throughout the whole wide earth. They will be disobedient, and they will be dispersed. But the bottom line is, I will regather them. You know, for 2,000 years, there's no country of Israel. Do you know that? Suddenly, out of the blue, suddenly a few Jews gathered together and declared, May 1948, the new country of Israel was declared in San Francisco. Amazing, amazing. Man is never infallible except with God. And tonight's scripture is Psalm 89. If you would please turn there, we will see what this chapter, this psalm has for us tonight. Psalm 89. Psalm 89, you notice, at the beginning of the psalm, there is a little annotation. It calls this psalm a maskil. What is a maskil? It's very hard to find a definition for this psalm, but the suggestion is that it is a psalm for serious reflection and thinking through. And this is a psalm indeed. Do you know how long it is? I tried to prepare for tonight and found it was so long. 52 verses. Wow. Whereas the Shepherd's Psalm is 6 verses. Many psalms are around 6 to 10 verses. This one is 52. Wow. And how much of it is about men? Oh, friends, as I prepared, I realized how unreliable man is, including yours unfaithfully standing here. As I said, invite people and forget. And don't invite and also forget. It's not easy. Now, dear friends, we are going to read this. Oh, I have got a few songs which will be better than any sermon. Tonight, I'm sorry. My age is catching on and it's not easy sometimes to fulfill, so that I can say I'm not very faithful. We will sing this song. We used to sing this in the youth fellowship in Life Church, Prinsep Street. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. Ah, the Lord is faithful. He listens to you. He hears your prayer and He answers every prayer. Do you know that? Oh, we have a wonderful Lord. Trust in this Lord. Don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing. Singing is a cure for depression. You know that when you are very depressed and you don't know what to do, call to the Lord and sing to His praise. Now we sing this. All right, we'll try this. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. Trust in a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Sing when the day is bright. Sing through the darkest night. Every day, all the way, let us sing, sing, sing. This one has been sung already, so I'll jump on to the next one. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord that is done. Now, we'll give you this one. Jesus never fails. Yes. Men such as standing on the platform here may fail. Jesus never fails. We will sing it twice. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Turning us away. Just Jesus never fails. A second time. Jesus never fails. But Jesus never fails. This one once again. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. You find this so true, so true. Jesus never fails, and He's faithful. Trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. Psalm 89. This psalm was written during the time of a great national calamity. The nation had been overrun by enemies and the people were dispersed. So this psalm is the psalm written during a time of great national catastrophe and despair. What can you do except look to the Lord? So this is what the psalmist is trying to do. You see, if you have a God who calls you to be a nation, and He's the sustainer and the helper all along, keep trusting in Him. So you see the word faithfulness is written in the first five verses four times. We'll read this. If you listen to me, I will read the first five verses. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. We sang this just now at the beginning. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. This is the first mention of the word faithfulness. Oh, what a wonderful God we have. One who is trustworthy, who never says what He doesn't mean, and when He says it, He fulfills to the end degree every time, every detail is fulfilled. Verse number 2, for I have set Mercy shall be built up forever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the heaven, the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn with even unto David my servant. Verse 4, thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy house to all generations. Selah. Selah here is to pause and think. As I said, this psalm is written during a time of great national calamity. So pause and think on these words, how they should speak to you, people who are depressed at that time. Pause and think. Verse 5, and the heaven shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Now I shall pass on the reading to you so that we take turns to read. All right, here you read from verse 6 to 14 together. Everybody to read, and I will lead you first. All right, together. Verse 6, for who in the heaven can be unto the Lord? Yes, justice and judgment. This is verse 14, before I give you the comment. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Oh, yes. This is what the commentator says. Ours is the faithful God. He promises and He keeps every promise. Look to Him. Speak to Him, there is none like Him. Look at the sparrow. Yeah, there's a verse in my house written out of Matthew 6:20-25. It says, look at the sparrows, you people of little faith. You're worried about your daily living. Look at the sparrows. The cheapest unwanted birds. Who feeds them? The Bible says, the Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you less of worth than they? They don't sow, neither do they reap nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds the sparrow. How about you? Fear not. Fear not. Therefore, so this is the commentary comment on here. Now we'll read verses 15 to 18. Together, please, verse 15 to 18. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk O Lord, in the light of thy countenance, in thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Amen. Now, here is the commentary. Remember, it is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in princes and kings. Again, look at the cheap birds, the common sparrows. You are more precious than these birds, and He is able to help you in time of trouble. Rejoice in Him every day. Do we? We are in Singapore in the wave of economic prosperity. Singapore has never been so rich as today. Proof, the higher you raise the COE, the more motor cars they buy. Amazing. And people keep splashing their money everywhere because they are so rich. Now, trust in the Lord and not in riches. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, some in the money, in the gold and silver, but we will remember the name of the Lord. Now, verses 19 to 37. Ready? Please read. Verse 19. Then thou spakest in vision to the and says, I have the but my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him. In my name shall he be exalted. I will set his hand also in the, and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry. Amen. Yes, Selah means think over it, reflect over it, what you have just been reading. Now for the commentary on these verses. David was anointed. He was a type of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He was a prophet. He was a king. But we cannot look to him, trust in him. Look to Jesus, trust in him. He is the Lord who works for us and works with us. He is the risen Lord, and he is able to save to the uttermost. Jesus never fails. Now for the conclusion, of the chapter, we read verses 38 to 52 to the end. From verse 38, please everybody, "But thou hast cast off." Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down. Our life is not always smooth sailing. Our Lord Jesus bore it all for us. Don't you look to Him? Oh, what have you suffered in your life? Look to Him for any need of your life. Persevere when the going is tough and hard. The Lord, He never fails you. The crown of glory awaits those who persevere and look to Him. Look ever to Him, for He is faithful. He is the only trustworthy and faithful Lord. Never, He will never let you down. Our Lord bore it all for you and for me. Afflictions and this destroyed only sin. Have faith and look to the Lord, look to the Savior, for He is faithful. Now we shall close with the hymn, with the chorus, "Jesus Never Fails." Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Let's arise and sing it twice. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Wait, but Jesus never fails. Second time. Jesus never fails. Jesus never fails. Heaven and earth may away, but Jesus never fails. Our Father in heaven, may Thou speak to Thy people. Some have problems that are not able to share with anyone. For Thou knowest all our difficulties. Help us always to look to Thee, for Thou art faithful and Thou art able. So, Lord, may Thy people increase in faith and trust in Thee, as we have read this Psalm 89. Lord, may Thou be our protector, defender, and supplier at all times, and help us to look to Thee, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. We pray this in His blessed name. Amen.